morning. Perfection is a problematic and difficult idea to deal with. You may have noticed the difference between the gospel reading this morning and the epistle reading this morning. In the gospel reading, Jesus, in part of the Sermon on the Mount, told us to be perfect. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And then in Paul's letter to the church at Philippi, he said, I haven't reached perfection. And even though I'm going to strive for it, I really don't expect to reach it in this lifetime. And to paraphrase Pastor Dave from last week, dealing with the passage just before this, it was St. Paul saying, I don't mean to brag, but I'm about as good or as perfect as I get, and I haven't reached it. Well, if they differ, Jesus and Paul, I'm going to choose to side with Jesus. And I'm going to take issue with Paul. So this morning, I'm going to try to convince you that perfection is a possibility for me and for you. And I'm going to try to do this by reframing humility, which is closely related to perfection, and perfection. By reframing humility and perfection. Please pray with me for a moment. Living God, open our ears, our hearts, our lives to your word to us today, in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Now, I'm going to guess that you probably think you know what I mean by the word humble, but I bet you don't. And I'm going to guess you probably think you know what I mean by the word perfect. Bet you don't. However, I suspect that you understand what I mean when I say reframe or look at something in a different light or from a different vantage point. We'll see about that. And we'll also see about the fact that if I'm able to reframe perfect and humble and convince you that you are able to be perfect and humble about it. There's a song as I was working on this passage in this sermon that kept going through my mind. The singer is Mac Davis. He's referred to as a country-politan singer, not country and not city, not cosmopolitan, but a country-politan singer. The name of the song is It's Hard to Be Humble. Are you familiar with that? Does anybody know that song? Okay, one, maybe two. Okay, I'm in a betting mood. I'm willing to bet that if we asked Andrew to sing a little part of that, and asked him nicely, he might do that for us this morning. So, please.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look at the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a heck of a guy. Oh, Lord, I can't to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can.
Thank you. That was perfect. Before I attempt to reframe the ideas of humility and perfection, I want to make sure we're on the same page about reframing and or looking at something from a different point of view or in a different light. So I'm going to use some examples that I've gleaned from an impeccable source, Wikipedia. Look up reframe and you'll see these examples. The first is that a university student, at the beginning of the summer breaks his leg and he's crestfallen because he can not be able to play tennis and to play golf with his friends and his family. But after several days, he realizes that he now has alone time and he has downtime, that he can learn to play the guitar. And so he gets, and he's becoming, the next year, he changes his major to music. And after graduation, he starts a very successful career in music. And later, a group of his friends were together with him, and one said, "Wasn't that a shame when you broke your leg that summer?" And he said, no, breaking my leg was the best thing that ever happened to me." He learned to look at injury or illness as, well, differently. He had successfully reframed tragedy into opportunity. That's the same story as Julio Iglesias, who had a promising career as a soccer player with Real Madrid, but an accident left him semi-paralyzed. The nurse in the hospital gave him a guitar, and that's the beginning again of a very successful career in music, a career of which the Guinness Book of World Records said he holds the record for selling the most albums in all different languages. Those are pretty good stories. That's what we're getting at with reframing. Now, in order to reframe humility, let me say that probably the best sermon I ever preached in my life was about humility. And I like putting those two concepts together, best sermon and humility, because it stretches us beyond, or at least invites us to go beyond, the concept of false humility into what I would call true humility. False humility gets in the way. False humility is a denigration of self. And it gets in the way of discovering the gifts that God has given to us and to be honest about them. I recall a discussion that I was part of within a church group where the leader asked each of us to identify a God-given gift in ourselves. And there was a lot of shuffling of feet and in chairs and staring at the ceiling. And we were all basically pretty uncomfortable with the question. But then he asked the second question, identify one of God's gifts you see in your friends, in someone sitting in the circle here. And wow, that opened up the possibility of getting into true humility, which I would say begins with the idea of celebrating our God-given gifts. That's the beginning of getting at true humility, is honestly admitting and dealing with and celebrating the gift that God has given to you or to me. So this week, I'd like to ask you to take the chance of asking a Christian friend to identify one of God's gifts in you and to celebrate that gift, and then to take the second step of putting that gift to use in a God-given purpose. True humility is the opposite of self-depreciation. True humility is the opposite of violence to self or to others. True humility paves the way for peace and harmony within the community. True humility is joining with God's intention for the world and using our God-given gifts to the best of our ability. Finally, perfection. It's difficult to understand perfection. And we have a lot of pressure from our culture that makes it difficult to understand perfection. We hear over and over again, perfection is not the standard. No one is perfect. No one expects you to be perfect, except maybe Jesus, who said, be perfect as your heavenly Father is. Jesus didn't mean perfect in a moral or ethical context. Jesus didn't expect us to be totally righteous, nor did he expect us to be without fault or blemish in this world. Rather, he was pointing out a different way, reframing perfection, if you will, in the sense of perfect being the right tool for the right job. Okay, now if I need to produce a 1/8-inch hole, can't do that with a Phillips head screwdriver. Wrong tool. I need an 1/8-inch bit. That's the perfect tool for the job of drilling a 1/4 or 1/8-inch hole. So perfection is the right tool for the right job. I'd like to give an example of this. My sweet wife Sally, not my daughter-in-law Sally, who is sweet also, but my wife Sally is an excellent cook. And anyone who has tasted her lasagna knows what I'm talking about. This summer, she baked 2 pans of lasagna and sent it with the mission trip to Springfield. That's using her God-given gift for a God-given mission. That is humility and perfection. Let me get at it another way. This may seem a little strange, but a lobster thermidor. Lobster thermidor. Occasionally, Sally and I will cook together. And when we do, I'm at my best when I get to use my tools and my workshop. Now, with a lobster thermidor, after you cook it and take all the meat out, there's nothing holding the tail to to the rest of the shell. And so when you tend to serve it up, the tail and the shell slide apart. So in comes the tool shop. Tin snips, cutting out a strip of a soda can, an aluminum strip maybe, 3 inches long, 1/4 inch wide. Okay? Drilling an 1/8 inch hole into the aluminum through the shell on both sides, and then a pop rivet to hold them together. Perfect tool for the job at hand. Perfection indeed is difficult to understand until you stand under the perfection that Jesus intended. And that is completing a God-given task with the right God-given gift and doing this to the best of your ability. That is perfection with humility. In Christ's name, amen.